Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Michael Kranzdorf is a chairman of the Jewish National Fund, the JNF. We asked him to join us to talk about how to build South African Zionist leaders. A very good morning to you, Michael. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Morning, Howard. How are things going?
Yeah, excellent. Thank you. So I guess the first question is, are we having, what kind of a job are we doing at building young Zionist leaders in our community?
I think there's a gap, you know, in Zionist leadership activities in South Africa. So when people are very active when they're involved in soldiers at university, and then once they leave university and go into the job world and, you know, get on with their lives, they sort of leave communal involvement and then come back later in their maybe late 30s or 40s and 50s. So there's a missing gap in communal involvement of people between the ages of, say, 25 and 35. And it's a big loss to the community. I think we need those people to be involved. We're a shrinking small community, and we need as many of our best and brightest people involved in communal leadership.
So a lot of that just goes and talks to the nature of what people are doing at that age. They're building a family, they're building a business, or they're working hard. It's kind of understandable. But is there another factor, and this is one of the things I wanted to chat to you about, is there another factor, and that is negativity, perhaps, or perception in the world outside of the Jewish community, for example. So we saw that with one of the judges looking for a position. Does a connection with Zionism and Zionist leadership have a deterrent effect on younger people getting involved in this space?
I mean, maybe for some, but I think for the vast majority, that's not true. You know, if you see at university, Jewish students are very actively involved with soldiers, the youth movements. A lot of people get involved with the different youth movements. So we find young Jews are interested in engaging with the community. But also there's a soldiers alumni group, which has been set up, where you see people post-university are looking to engage with the community for job opportunities. So there are advantages through the Jewish network, you know, for people to get jobs, to raise capital for startups. So there are a lot of benefits to being involved in the Jewish community.
No doubt.
And I think those far outweigh the deterrence.
Right. All right. So tell us about the JNF's initiative to help build future leaders.
So it's an international initiative, actually. Together with the JNF, KKL in Israel, and the World Zionist Organization, they've realized that there's this missing gap between 25 and 35-year-olds throughout the world. It's not only a South African phenomenon, and that it's structural, that there aren't really organizations or roles for those people to get involved with. And so the JNF and the World Zionist Organization has invested a lot of money in crafting a leadership program. They're going to choose one candidate from each Jewish community around the world. So they're hoping for 50 candidates. And it's going to be like a online MBA, you know, with Zoom and digital technology over the last few years. We're able to have 50 people from all over the world have a seminar together. It's going to be a year-long program. They're going to bring in professors from the IDC. There's going to be speaking to entrepreneurs. It's going to be you know, major skills development, soft skills, hard skills, an amazing course. And it's designed to sort of build up young Jewish leaders around the world so that at the end of the program, they can take on more of a leadership role in their communities in different organizations. Hopefully, you know, given that the JNF sponsoring, that we'll be able to grow the leadership talent within the JNF.
That's incredible. But so this is really people who apply. There's only one person accepted from each country.
Yes, only one from each country. So it's a very exclusive opportunity, and it's a great way to network with, you know, different Jewish leaders from around the world, 50 different countries. And also at the end of the program, we're hoping that there'll be a week seminar in Israel, obviously corona dependent, but that's the plan sometime next year. That there'll be a final seminar where, you know, the participants will be able to see some of the JNF project and meet each other physically. And,
So how does one go about applying, and what does a perfect candidate look like? I mean, obviously age 25 to 35, that's the first step.
Correct. So we're looking for people that, you know, are interested in being involved in the Jewish community, that have past experience, maybe through soldiers or the youth movements, of active Jewish communal involvement. As you said, ages 25 to 30, and willing to give back and continue to be involved. And how that applies, they can go onto our website and just email us on jnfsa.co.za, or they can call us at the office on 0116452579. That's 0116452579, and CV, and the applications end mid. We haven't got a lot of time actually, so we've got only 2 weeks for applications to be submitted.
Right.
And we're going to choose one candidate, and hopefully it'll be a great opportunity to grow somebody, and
I think also this is
for
an incredible
to have somebody come back and.
I think an incredible opportunity for somebody who has an interest in this. And as you say, it connects you with people, leaders around the world. Really absolutely phenomenal. I can tell you that I would strongly encourage somebody to get involved with us. Michael Kranstorff, that's where we leave it. Michael is the chairman of the Jewish National Fund, the JNF. Why is Zionism leadership important? And this is how the JNF South Africa is helping to build future Zionist leaders.